are you watching?
I'm watching a show about the health problems in developing countries.
Don't we have enough health care problems here in this country?
We do, but there are countries that have a lot more acute problems than we do.
Oh, those kids are so cute.
Yeah, but a lot of them are going to die of malnutrition and infectious diseases, things that are preventable.
I thought the biggest problem was the spread of AIDS and HIV.
Those are huge problems, no question about it. But a lot of people die of other preventable diseases too, such as malaria, tuberculosis, and measles. Believe it or not, we've had immunizations for measles for over 40 years.
That's terrible. I can see why you're studying medicine. I wish I could be a doctor.
You could, but first, you'll need to get over your fear of blood. Sylvia begins by asking Herman, "What are you watching? What are you watching on TV?" Herman says, "I'm watching a show about the health problems in developing countries." Again, a developing country is a country usually that has lower income and often many health problems. To develop means to grow, to become larger. That's another possible meaning. Usually a developing country is a country that still has some serious economic problems. Sylvia says, "Don't we have enough health care problems here in this country?" Health care, one word, is the system and practice for taking care of people who are sick, trying to make them healthier. Herman says, We do have many problems here in our country, but there are countries that have a lot more acute problems than we do. Acute here means very serious, severe, strong. Acute has a couple of different meanings in English. Take a look at our learning guide for some additional explanations. Herman points out that a lot of the children are going to die of malnutrition and infectious diseases, things that are preventable. Malnutrition means poor nutrition. Nutrition is a word that describes, in this case, food, what people eat. So malnutrition is not having enough good food, healthy food. Sometimes this causes more health problems when someone doesn't have enough to eat. Infectious diseases are diseases that can be passed from one person to the next. They are diseases, we say, that you can catch from someone else, meaning you can get them. They can be transmitted from one person to another. These sorts of problems, Herman says, are preventable. Something that is preventable can be avoided. It's not certain it can happen. You can prevent it. You can prevent it from happening. You can stop it from happening. Sylvia says, "I thought the biggest problem was the spread of AIDS and HIV. AIDS stands for Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome. It's a disease that usually causes death because your body cannot fight against other diseases and infections. HIV stands for Human Immunodeficiency Virus. It's the virus that can cause AIDS. Herman says those are huge problems, no question about it, meaning absolutely. There's no doubt that these are serious problems, AIDS and HIV. But a lot of people die of other preventable diseases too, such as malaria, tuberculosis, and measles. Malaria is an illness that you find in many hot, warm, what we would call tropical countries. It is caused by a type of mosquito that spreads the disease. The mosquito is a small flying insect. It bites a person. Tuberculosis, which we often in English just call TB. TB or tuberculosis is a serious disease that affects your lungs, your ability to breathe. It makes people cough. Tuberculosis was quite common in the United States and in other countries. In the 19th century, especially in large cities, tuberculosis is a communicable disease, meaning that it's infectious. You can get it from other people. Many of my relatives who came to the United States in the 19th century died of tuberculosis, living in large, crowded cities. Measles is a disease that causes usually a high fever, where the body temperature goes up. You often see small red spots on a person's skin when they have measles. Herman says, believe it or not, we've had immunizations for measles for over 40 years. Immunization is protection against getting a disease. Usually it's an injection, what we often call simply a shot, where the doctor or nurse takes a long, sharp piece of metal, a needle, and puts it in your arm and injects or puts medicine into your bloodstream. I went to the doctor the other day recently, and I got a flu shot. This is a type of immunization. Young babies and children often receive several shots to immunize, the verb, them against common diseases like measles. Sometimes we describe these shots as vaccinations. Sylvia says, that's terrible. I can see why you're studying medicine. I wish I could be a doctor, Sylvia says. Herman says, you could be a doctor, but first you'll need to get over your fear of blood. Blood, of course, is the red liquid that flows through your body. I'm like Sylvia, I could never be a real doctor, a medical doctor. I don't like the sight of blood either. Now let's listen to the dialogue, this time at a normal speed.
What are you watching?
I'm watching a show about the health problems in developing countries.
Don't we have enough healthcare problems here in this country?
We do, but there are countries that have a lot more acute problems than we do.
Oh, those kids are so cute.
Yeah, but a lot of them are going to die of malnutrition and infectious diseases, things that are preventable.
I thought the biggest problem was the spread of AIDS and HIV.
Those are huge problems, no question about it. But a lot of people die of other preventable diseases too, such as malaria, tuberculosis, and measles. Believe it or not, we've had immunizations for measles for over 40 years.
That's terrible. I can see why you're studying medicine. I wish I could be a doctor.
You could, but first, you'll need to get over your fear of blood.